With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Mario Lopez back in the mix to kick off your weekend pregame. Got a feeling some of you are going to be pregaming for a while already today. Nice that it falls on a Friday. Lots going on, including your first look at everything new in theaters. Plus, we're going to take a closer look at this new U2 album. So let's turn the music up. You're on with Mario Lopez. Putting U2 in the spotlight of the Mario Music Minute today. Perfect timing for St. Patty's Day. The new album, Songs of Surrender. They've re-recorded all their old hits in new ways. Here's their hit One.
One love, one life, but it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Whoa, Bono really stripped it down right there. You know,
maybe a little too much.
That version sounds like he is much older from when he originally recorded it, with all due respect.
Well, of course.
Here's what they did with Pride in the Name of Love.
In the name of love, one more in the name of love.
So these are basically
acoustic.
acoustic, unplugged versions of the songs. We know Bono can sing, so he can pull it off. I'm not so mad at that one. Listen, if you head over to your iHeartRadio app tonight, we've got a special live Icons event with The Edge. He's going to really dig into the songs. Here's their new take on Beautiful Day.
It was a beautiful day. Don't let get away. It's a beautiful day.
So the new takes are less production. Okay, got it.
More with Mario Lopez after this.
What up, Mario Lopez here. A quick reminder for the gamers out there. We got our next big live event at iHeartland in Fortnite. Måneskin is going to be performing songs from their new album, Rush. You can check it out now. iHeartRadio.com/iHeartland. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today.
Netflix has Class of 07 during the 10-year reunion of an all-girls school. An apocalyptic tsunami leaves the women stranded on campus.
Oof, that's drama right there.
Wonder if they went back to their cliques. They're also debuting Agent Elvis. Matthew McConaughey is the king who joins a secret spy program to stop villains from destroying the world.
Sounds like a comic book. Wow. Okay.
Amazon premieres Swarm. An obsessed fan is willing to murder in defense of her favorite singer.
Ooh, that's loyalty. I like it.
And Disney Plus has U2 documentary, A Sort of Homecoming, a concert movie that was filmed in Dublin.
Where they reimagined all their hits, 40 of them, basically an acoustic version. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and Frazier's got something he wants to bring up.
Mario Lopez, countdown to 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Getting closer and closer. Cannot believe it.
I don't have the day count in front of me, but what I do have is some advice for you from someone else who is old like you are going to be.
Let's hear it.
This 104-year-old lady who has the secret to life, which apparently is 3 Dr. Peppers a day.
You're drinking Dr. Pepper right now.
That's exactly right. That stuff is good. It's got sugar in it. And two doctors have told me that if I drink it, I will die. But they died first.
Yes, he is a gangster. But they died first. Boom, mic drop right there.
That's hysterical.
That is up there. My girl was what, 103?
She was 104?
104, she's like up there with like Noah and Methuselah.
And if you go to onwithmario.com or hit up our podcast, you can check out what Carol Burnett, who's turning 90, had to say to Mario the other day.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
Mario Lopez here with a St. Patrick's Day fun fact for you. St. Patrick wasn't actually Irish. I knew this, actually. He was kidnapped and brought to Ireland as a teenager.
Human trafficking.
Yes, literally. He used a shamrock to explain Christianity and the Holy Trinity. It's actually a very Catholic holiday, but a tragic one. Somehow we've made it into a party.
Yeah.
You're on Mario Lopez. Sounds like we may have a new celebrity couple. We're hearing Shawn Mendes and Sabrina Carpenter, who's been in the studio quite a few times. I've been spending a lot of time together recently. He's moved on from the 50-year-old doctor he was spotted with. Apparently, that didn't work out.
Are we sure that wasn't just like an appointment?
Well, who knows what happened to him? He's come back more of a man, maybe. Good luck to them. All right, more music now. Time for Must See Movies with Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's see what's new in theaters and streaming this weekend.
65, it's in theaters. Adam Driver is an astronaut who somehow crash lands on a prehistoric Earth. That sounds kind of cool.
Wow. You know, can I say something? Outside of the Marvel universe or the comic book universe with DC, I'm more familiar with stuff that's coming out on TV than other movies
in
hitting
theaters.
If we didn't talk about them, I honestly have never heard of that movie.
I know.
I feel like I don't even see commercials for movies.
That's my point.
Yeah,
outside of the comic book fair, you don't see any sort of awareness level at all. Wow.
Shazam! Fury of the Gods in theaters. Zachary Levi and his friends have to stop Rachel Zegler. She's the West Side Story girl, right?
Yes.
From destroying the world.
Case in point. You've heard a lot about that, but that falls into the whole comic book fair.
Exactly. Inside theaters. Never heard of it. Yeah. Willem Dafoe is an art thief who gets trapped inside a vault when his heist doesn't go as planned.
Uh-oh. Congratulations, you played yourself.
The Magician's Elephant. It's on Netflix. A fortune teller tells an orphan boy that an elephant will lead him to his long-lost sister.
Ooh, okay.
Very interesting. And The Boston Strangler on Hulu. Mm. Keira Knightley plays the real-life reporter who broke the story of the Boston Strangler.
I'm not that familiar. I may want to check it out just because.
Well, I guess he was in Boston and he strangled a bunch of
people. I gathered that much.
You wicked can't breathe.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario Lopez here with a St. Patrick's Day fun fact for you. 13 million pints of Guinness will be served today, and the average person will have 4.2 drinks. Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot for the average person. Really letting loose. Mario Lopez here with some stories that are trending on our website.
Ariana Grande has news on the Wicked movie, including an official release date.
Ooh, what's the date?
I don't know yet. You have to go to the website to find out.
Okay.
All these celebs jumping on the makeup-free selfie trend like Selena, Gaga, and Miley. I know you're team Selena.
I'm not team anything. I can't get in trouble right here. I'm team ladies
right
here.
Team everyone.
Yeah.
And how Avril Lavigne handled a topless heckler who jumped on stage.
I like that. That's one of my favorite recent stories right now. You can see what everyone else is talking about at onwithmario.com. You're on Mario Lopez. You've probably seen this viral video by now. Hugh Grant showing zero interest on the Oscars red carpet with Ashley Graham. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to stick up for Hugh Grant a little bit because it's difficult to do what Ashley Graham was supposed to do. When you're there, especially on a red carpet, it's fast and furious. They're coming at you. You have to be familiar with not only the actor, their work, what they're gonna do next, their personality. You gotta kind of do some research and be quick on your toes and somewhat charming and what have you. So you can't just plug in a model and expect them to do that. With all due respect to Ashley, and she's very nice, she was asking very sort of mundane, generic questions, and Hugh Grant's been around a while.
Questions.
Sort of cliche, and he's very clever, witty, and that British sarcasm, right? A lot of people find charming. I think it's charming. And he just, he was rolling his eyes, literally, because he was only in Knives Out for 3 seconds.
But did you have fun?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. For those 3 seconds. So I get, look, could Hugh maybe have played along a little bit? Yeah. Yes, of course. But at the same time, it goes to show, you know, hosts and people that are doing interviewing, that's a certain skill set. You can't just plug anyone in there or else you're going to get uncomfortable moments like that.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario Lopez here. I've been adding a bunch of new pods to my playlist in the wake of this year's iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. Congrats, by the way, to all the winners. You can see the entire list over at onwithmario.com. But don't forget to listen to this show as a podcast and all our uncut interviews, which are cool. Just search On With Mario. Mario Lopez here with a St. Patrick's Day fun fact. 31.5 million Americans identify as Irish, second only to Germans. New Hampshire has the most, more than 1 in 5. Look at that. Specifically, Manchester, New Hampshire. Aaron Gobra. Okay, that's Irish.
Is that your Irish accent?
I thought it was German. I thought it was German,
no,
but
it's
Irish.
Irish.
Okay, it's Irish. There we go. That was my Irish. All right, more music now. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, celebrating some celebrity birthdays today. We're going to try to guess the ages.
John Boyega from Star Wars sequels, prequels, whatever they were. They were sequels.
I'm going to just guess on this because I don't even know who this is, but he has to be 53.
No. John, I'm going to say, is 31.
31 is correct.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's pretty good. Wow.
I don't watch Star Wars, so I don't know.
That's true. Rob Lowe, who's been on the show a few times for West Wing, Parks and Rec, so many amazing projects.
I'm going to say Rob is hitting the sixth level, 60.
He is 61.
59.
I almost said that!
1 year off!
I went up instead of down.
Goldie Hawn's other half, not married, but still together. Kurt Russell, Escape from New York, Escape from L.A.
They're basically married.
Captain Ron.
Kurt Russell, The Santa Claus. No,
Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles. My kids love those movies. Super, super cute. He has to be 74.
I've always liked Kurt Russell. He was great in Quentin Tarantino's movie, too. The Hateful Eight. He was great in those. I'm going to say he's 69.
72.
Ooh.
72.
Wow, he looks good.
And finally, from Dallas, Step by Step, and appeared as the leg of a character in South Park once, Patrick Duffy.
He was the dad on Step by Step, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Patrick Duffy is 71.
He is 69.
74.
Wow.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here. Today's lesson in music history is about the most ironic song to hit number one on St. Paddy's Day. I'm going to reveal it next. You're Mario Lopez, and on this day in history, St. Patrick's Day, 1958, this became the biggest song in America. Tequila, that song holds up, and I want to say, I don't know if it's technical, but it was probably one of the first number one songs that was basically an instrumental, because they only say tequila at the very end. That kind of qualifies as an instrumental, right?
They only say it one? No, they say it a few times, right?
Maybe two or three.
Right, like
maybe,
three tops.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's still, you got to have more. If you don't have more than five words, it's an instrumental to me.
And for this to happen in, what, was it 1958 or something? Like, literally, I feel like music had just gotten lyrics at that point, and then you took them away.
Right, exactly. You're on Mario Lopez. Lindsay Lohan is expecting.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So congrats to Lindsay, who announced this week that she is pregnant with her first child. No due date yet. Lindsay got married to Bader Shamas back in May. She's hoping for a daughter. Well, gosh, I hope her son doesn't see this if she does end up having one. In fact, she's already planning to pass along a Cartier bracelet to her. Look at that. That should make us feel old. Little Lindsay started off as a child actor. Now she's having a child herself. Congratulations.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario Lopez here. Not just St. Patrick's Day today. It is also National Preschool Teachers Appreciation Day. Shout out to my son Santino's preschool teacher. She has been breaking up fights, stopping biting. There's a lot going on.
Did you go to preschool?
Yes, I went to Montessori school. My mom tried to get me out as quick as possible out of the house. So yeah, I was a former preschool kid. But yeah, but the great thing about preschool, they take nice long naps.
Yeah, kindergarten too.
Yep, I'm all about that. Mario Lopez here. Pedro Pascal continues to have the Midas touch as HBO series The Last of Us just wrapped 8.2 million viewers for the finale. Series high, plus it was going against the Oscars that night. Look at that. Also pretty big outside of the U.S., in Europe and Latin America. It is the most watched series in HBO Max history. My guy's just killing it. You're on Mario and Courtney Lopez. Time for another fake debate where the topics are made up on the spot, but the passion is real. Who is pro and who is con today?
On with Mario Lopez presents the fake debate.
Courtney will be pro.
Yes, queen.
Mario will be con. You'll have 15 seconds to make your case. You'll have a 10-second rebuttal after that. And your topic today is...
superfluous things.
Superfluous things.
Yes.
I'm pro superfluous
things.
No,
you're
she
con.
Is. You're con.
Oh, got it, got it.
Superfluous things.
Okay, pro.
Superfluous things are very important because they kind of, even though they're kind of like whatever, they still have, we need to go through life without such heavy things. You know, we go through so many deaths and this and that and the other. We need to have superfluous things that
time
we
is up,
don't
Mrs. Lopez.
Care about. Superfluous things, thank Miss, you.
Mr. Lopez, you're against.
Superfluous things.
Superfluous things. You're opposed to, I'm opposed to superfluous things. Everyone should be opposed to superfluous things because it's overboard. It's more than enough. It's unnecessary. No one wants something that's unnecessary, that's irrelevant, that's superfluous.
That's not what that means.
Yes, it is.
Courtney, your rebuttal.
I just think that we need to have a light weight in our life and not be so serious. And if it's a superfluous matter, forget about it.
Mr. Lopez, your rebuttal.
I beg to differ. If it's superfluous, that means it's unnecessary. It's over the top. Life is too short to be worrying about things that are unnecessary and over the top.
Tell us who you think won. Tell us what you think of
superfluous things
on Twitter.
Superfluous
at Mario.
Things.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here. This may be the best throwback tour of the summer. TLC and Shaggy with In Vogue and Sean Kingston. Yes, I'd be down to go to that show. Tickets just went on sale too. AllMario.com for all the details. What up, Mario Lopez here. Quick reminder that we're giving away a trip for four to see the iHeartRadio Music Awards. It is going down on the 27th in LA, but you can watch it live on Fox. And we're going to fly one lucky winner and three other friends there. Put you up in a hotel. You see the show right in the middle of Hollywood. We'll throw in $1,000 cash. You'll have a great time. You can get all the rules and info at onwithmario.com. You're on Mario and Courtney Lopez. Before we take off for the weekend, we're going to give you the final word with our tweet of the week. What you got, honey?
Well, this is from at Zach. And I say that because there were like three A's. Will Smith should be allowed to slap one person at the Oscars every year, but no one knows when it will happen. Ratings would improve 3,000%.
I would actually watch.
I can't get through this.
You know what? Round of applause for Zach.
Yes.
Round of applause
that is a
for Zach.
Idea.
I love that idea.
I don't know who it is.
And
you're
let me tell you something. There will never be a shortage of people that need to be slapped here in Hollywood. So I am all for that, Zach. Bravo.
Oh
by
God.
The way, while we're on this subject, Jimmy Kimmel, I thought did a really good job considering the all the drama of last year's award show. He didn't mention Will Smith's name once, but he inferred, you like that word? He inferred to the slap at least 12 times throughout, which I thought was pretty clever.
I think
so
great.
Yes, great job.
Want to be the tweet of the week? Tweet us at On With Mario. And hang on, because Mario Lopez will be right back.
All right, time to pour myself a pint. Everyone stay safe out there tonight. I will be back on Monday with more music and fun. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a great weekend.
On with Mario Lopez.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.